Father, we are all gathered at your feet across the nations of the world tonight to receive of you. Let your word locate each one tonight at their point of need. Let your word tonight confer dominion on every participant. Make tonight a night of reference in everyone's life. Let it be a night to be much remembered in everyone's life. And thank you for making it so. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shiloh 2018. And I take dominion. Give the Lord a big clap offering, and please, you may be seated. The light of the world is the most valuable treasure in the kingdom. Because when we are truly illuminated by the light of the world, we naturally command dominion in a world of darkness. When we are lighted by the world, darkness surrenders naturally to us. There is never a contention between darkness and light. And that light shines in darkness, and darkness can't stand its way. Please control the sound in the interpretation corner, please. That light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot withstand it. The dominion of light over darkness is unquestionable. It's noiseless. May the word of life illuminate everyone's life tonight. Unveiling the dominion power of light. It steers instant dominion. Whenever light strikes, darkness packs out. Darkness has zero resistance to the authority of light. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14 to 19, the fourth day of creation. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let there be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years. And it was so. Now verse 16. And God made two great lights, that greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars
also.
Light to rule. Light to rule. So from creation, God has ordained that light rules on the earth. And in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life in that Word is the light of men. And that light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot withstand it. And verse 9, and that was the true light that lighted every man that cometh into this world. Amen. Every man, black, white, gray, yellow, every man. From the west, from the east, from the north, the south, the color, the race is irrelevant. This is the true light that lighted every man that cometh into this world. The greater light to rule by the day, and the lesser light to rule by the night, and he made the stars also to rule. To rule. To rule.
Yes.
So, every encounter with the light of the world empowers you to rule.
Hallelujah.
Empowers you and I to rule. Every light from heaven through the Word of God empowers you and I for dominion. So Solomon said, light is sweet. Ecclesiastes 11:7, light is sweet and it's a beautiful thing for the eyes to behold the sun. Light is sweet. It's the sweetest of all the sweets in the kingdom. Every encounter with light just turns you to a celebrity. He sent a word into Jacob and he dominated a nation. Light. Light is sweet. Light is sweet. Light is sweet. Please listen to this and pick it tonight. That we are ordained to rule by light. So our quest for light is the seal of our authority. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the entrance of his word giveth light. So as we receive the revelation, we are lighted. As the revelation increases in depth, we are illuminated. Glory to God. And we are illuminated to dominate our world. To dominate our world. Glory to God. I pray that this night will be a night of lights. For every participant at Shiloh across the nations of the world. Let's understand our route to this sphere of light. At redemption, we are translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his own dear son, who said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Colossians 1:13. We have been translated from the realm of darkness to the realm of light. That is the mystery of redemption. We moved from here to there. Glory to God. We just moved from here to there. John 8:12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. John 9:5, he said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. So we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. We are now children of light. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We also know that by the law of creation, light begets light. And 1 John 1:5, God is light. And if we are now sons of God, and light begets light, then we are sons of light. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5, ye are all children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night anymore, nor of darkness. So, now, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was God. So, the Word was God. So, we are children of the Word. Praise God. And He upholds all things by the Word of His power. So, it is by the Word that we gain command over all things. Glory to God. I hope you are following. Now, from this night onward, you never lack the witness of light in your life. It is not just the Word that enlightens, it is the entrance of the Word that does. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of His word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. Now, He's just telling us what is the entrance. Spiritual understanding of the truth. That's light. That's light. Now, this man was reading from the book of Isaiah, and Philip joined the chariot by the Holy Ghost, understanding that word out of Isaiah. How can I? And then he began with the same scriptures. And they said, here is what I can tell you. He said, if you believe that way, understanding has opened up. So access to the blessing of the world opened up. Understanding is key to our dominion on the earth. Spiritual understanding of the truth. That we might be filled with wisdom and spiritual understanding in all the will of God. Spiritual understanding is key. Colossians 1:9. And for this we cease also. For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's where the illumination comes. That's where your command comes. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every satanic blindfold cast upon anyone under the sound of my voice. I command the veil to be broken. I command the veil to be broken. The veil cast upon all nations. I command that veil to be broken. So it is by this light that we command dominion in the world of darkness. Remember, the whole world lieth in wickedness. The darkness of the earth, they are full of the habitation of cruelty. We contend not with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in the high places. So we are in a battle against the powers of darkness. And light is the natural, sweatless solution to our victory. As light dawns, darkness sparks out. So every darkness of sickness, every darkness of disease, every darkness of spells and enchantment, every darkness of the wicked, tormenting any area of your life, must spark out tonight. Very vital. How do I encounter the light that confers dominion? Now we have located where the light is. It's the word. The light is in the word. How do I access the light in the word? Praise God. I live by this light, and by His grace, I'm reigning by this light. I'm not harassing anybody. I'm just telling you what God has done in my life. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
If sickness can resist that light, He will have made me sick and die. I've been harassing Him since 1979. Yes, I can never, and He knew I was talking on the point of authority.
Yes.
I was operating by the light of scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
I can never be poor. He will have turned everything against my life. I can. Amen. Not one person will lack a thing in my generation. I carry the Abrahamic order of covenant. Not one spiritual seed that I have in my life will suffer any lack or want in their generation. Amen. It's all about light. The devil can resist your prayer. He stood on the path of Daniel's prayer. But he can't stand on the path of light. There is no time lag between when light strikes and when darkness packs out.
No.
Same instance.
Same instance.
Thank you. Amen. But when you pray, there's a time between when God hears and when He answers.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Whatever you desire when you pray, expect to receive them. And you shall have them. So there's a time lag. But that light shines in darkness. And you turn on light in your room when you get there tonight. In case you're in a room. If you're on a tree. And darkness fizzles automatically. There is no time lag. You know why I say this here? I say, and nobody can do nothing. The backup of those words
are not casual. They are not something that's
ask my wife if she has ever asked me once why I said what I said in her life. Ask him. He's been with me 39 years. If I ever said something and he came to me and said, "Sir, what did you say?" I say, "What? What I said? Mouthpiece of God. What I said? I said it as I had it." Since Abizai cannot be sick, my wife has never asked me, "But why are you continuing to see it?" No, it's forever, it's permanent.
Yes, sir.
Touch my body, young man. It's softer than yours, man. Come on, give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Now, listen to me, because somebody is walking out of sickness forever now. Now, we saw the picture of a terminal case in Job 33 and verse 21 to 25. He said, "His flesh is consumed away that he could not be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth nigh unto the grave, and his life to the destroyer. But if there be a messenger with him," and I'm privileged to be one among a thousand, "who will show unto man his rights in God, then will God say to them that stand by, deliver him from going down to the grave. I have found a rise, a ransom by revelation.
Hallelujah.
And his flesh shall be fresher than a child on the spot. He shall return to the days of his youth." Now, that is the power of light. Did you hear my daughter's testimony of brain tumor? Are you sure you heard? That resulted into total blindness. And she began to pray kingdom advancement prayer. She was intoxicated with Matthew 6:33. And then he looked around, he saw the Bible, he opened it, and light sprang up. "For as long as I am in the world," Jesus said, "I am the light." Now, they now check the hour and can't find the brain tumor anymore. And my daughter walked with dignity to the platform today on the rescue revelation of Matthew 6:33. "Who will show to man how to assess his rights in God, then God be merciful unto him and say, deliver from going out to the pit, I found the ransom." That's how brain tumor was humiliated and blindness scattered. Now, that's by light. Now, listen to me, God's people. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. You want to enjoy noiseless breakthrough as a lifestyle? Make kingdom advancement your priority for living. He will be opening impossible doors to you without ever needing to beg him to do it. You saw the young man that rose from the mortuary yesterday. The sister and the leadership of the cell where she was leader were together praying kingdom advancement prayer when they say your brother is dead. And in the morning, they say, go down to the hospital to the younger one and then get him out of the place. And they go there and say, Jesus Christ is here. Rise up. And after embalming, is a chance. That's why nothing has gone good has happened to you. Every act of God is ignored and misinterpreted. I said
they have embalmed him 24 hours.
He said, no, 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 that's just an issue. Maybe they didn't embalm him well.
Because we don't even know this God. We are just sympathizing religiously with God.
Coming to church and sitting down and listening to the choir and then clap and clap and sleep when you don't feel like waking.
If you know what Matthew 6:3 has done for me since 1976, 42 years ago, sir, I have never begged, see my mouth. There is no mortal man on this earth that I will save his life because of him. There is not one, sir. Not myself. You better settle down and grab the truth. When I go to heaven, all the glory about my small life goes totally to Jesus. Absolutely. Something's breaking forth in your life. I've been young, now I'm old. The psalmist said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken. No, he's still begging bread. Now, in the name of Jesus, your begging God stops tonight. Because as you walk in the light of his word, you naturally command dominion. You naturally command dominion. You naturally command dominion. You are going places. Never forget, there's a blood price on your life. Jesus has bought you at the price of his blood so that you can begin to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. No personality has capacity to repurchase you because it is a sinless blood that purchased you. There is no other sinless blood on the earth. We are all forgiven people. No personality, nothing anywhere can has power to repurchase you. No. And the one who acquired you is not out to sell you. So how come?
You know, people write on buildings here in Lagos and property, this is not for sale, beware of 419.
The man has a right not to sell what he wants. So your health is secured by the price at the cross. Nothing is permitted to molest your body
and your spirit.
Therefore, right there, be healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Every provision of the kingdom delivers according to our level of spiritual understanding of the world. Every. So your inheritance and my inheritance will only come true to us according to the level of our spiritual understanding. As far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. Genesis 13, 14, and 15. Some fell on good ground, and they grew. These are they which have heard the word and understanded it. And then they bring forth fruit, some hundredfold, some sixtyfold, and some thirtyfold. So they bring forth fruit according to their various levels of spiritual understanding. Now, the good news is your dominion over your body
is settled finally from henceforth. Your dominion over your spirit man to keep lining up with the truth at all times is settled now and forever. You say to this, come, it comes to that, go, it goes. I had a very funny experience years ago. Everybody after meetings and pastors meeting, they take coke. Coke was normal. Everybody takes coke. Then some guy just said, enough of this nonsense. Now, 1993, sir. 19 what? I've not tasted that thing once. There were 23 cartons or crates of coke in my house that was big enough to start coke business. That was the last crate that entered my house. Oh, have power over your spirit, man. Have power over it. Have power over it. Thank God most of you didn't know me before. You know what they call sons of thunder? Buanajis. Some people do something. I say, hey, thank God we didn't do that some years ago. You will fry on the spot. Amen. But one day, anger left me. And life came back. And it's many, many years now. Whatever you don't want around your life, beginning from tonight, as you take dominion, you'll never see it again. I pray that this night will be a night to be much remembered in your life. Let's look at how to assess the light of the world. Because it's a treasure, you don't pant for it, you can't get at it. Treasures are never found on the surface. Oh, every man that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Ye that have no money, come ye buy it. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. But come with a thirst. As the heart pants after the streams of water, so panted my heart after thee, O God. Every encounter with the light of the world begins with a panting, a thirst, a desperation. The world you don't thirst for, you cannot assess. He says, so shall my word be. Amen. As the rain cometh down from heaven and watereth the earth and does not return hither, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. So, what we are panting for in verse 1 of Isaiah 55 is his word. That thou mightest cleanse her by the washing of water, by the word of God. It's the word. Ephesians 5:26. We're panting for the water of the world. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. And floods upon the dry ground, I will pour my spirit. And you know the word I've spoken to you, their spirit and their life. Their spirit and their life. Desperation is vital to encounter with light. Desperation is vital to encounter with light. Desperation is vital. Lord, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. I've read a few volumes, but I've not found the secret. And then light broke out. It begins with desperation. Now, Lord, I'm stepping out to full-time ministry. What are the things I need that I don't know? My son, you have two eyes. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? As long as you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me, but you fix your eyes on me, you will never be ashamed. September 6, 1983. Light in response to a panting. Jesus, who pays me? And then first week, second week, who pays me, Jesus? Because to beg, I'm ashamed. I'm not brought up to beg. Then suddenly light broke up. Boom! As you go, carry no purse nor scrip, and greet no man on the way. The laborer is worthy of his hire. I'm responsible. Like him! I've never entered anybody's door in my life. 37 years. Can you assist? We roll and reign by light. Number two, access to light. Pay diligent attention whenever you are seated under an anointed teacher. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, Moses said, and observe to do all the commandments which I command thee this day. Me and God are in partnership. That was he saying. Amen. God is the one that sent me to you. So diligently hearken to what I'm saying to you and observe to do them. And the Lord your God will say, the honor he sent me to you to give this commandment. Diligently hearken. To the voice of the Lord your God. Diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. And to all these commandments which I'm sent to command you this day. And all these blessings will come to you and overtake you. No casual attention, no casual response. You are seated as a genuine student, hunting for the truth, the rod of his strength, for your dominion. Can I hear your loudest amen? This is what happens under every prophetic gathering. It's not just the insight you gain, but the impartation. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. The Spirit of that light from that source penetrates you. I was privileged to have a tape 1979 by A.A. Allen. The Lord killeth. And he make it alive. My background didn't grab that on time. But I heard the man screaming, "Tomo, kill it! Tomo, make it alive!" Before God of heaven, I saw my heart just turning from whatever it was to the heart of a lion. That tape was like a treasure to me. I kept it inside where nobody can see it. When I want to hear it again, I go to play it. I just got a new copy of the same tape this last year. Because it's on the net anyway. The spirit of the man entered into me.
Hallelujah.
So you stand on my way as an agent of the devil, I cross you for nothing. When I press the button, the killer God will show up. Amen. The killer God will show up. And they also know it. That this man, he pressed that button, you are gone. That's what happened. Diligently hearken. You find the number of my sons and daughters in the Lord. When they stand, you will think I was the one there. Esther's a stutter. You gave me a negative medical report. He will react like a lion. You say, "Sorry, I'm sorry." And he makes away with it. He makes away with it. There's nothing you can do about it. The new prophets are indestructible. They have distributed their life into too many people. Amen. You have to kill all of them. Well, you can't even kill one. Because it's made them a defense city, an iron pillar against all the people of the land. Something's breaking forth into your life. So don't sit down casually, religiously, and expect things to drop. No! You are hunting for it. Number three, commit yourself to continuous searching of scriptures. Be committed to searching the scriptures. You give attendance or attention to reading, to exhortations, and to doctrines. You study to show yourself approved unto God as a workman that will not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. You engage with books to assess light from those who have received it. And Psalm 36 and verse 9, he said, "With thee is a fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light." Why do we read books? To see light through those who have seen it. Glory to God. Particularly when you find writers who are writing on what they have experienced, what their hands have handled in God. You are buying into the light that they have received, so you can command the same level of authority as they do. Can I hear your amen? He said, "Though the Lord gives you the water of affliction," Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21, "in the bread of adversity, the water of affliction, yet he shall not remove your teachers into a corner anymore. But your eyes will see your teachers, and your ears will hear what behind you through the midst of your teachers. This is the way, walk ye in it." Amazing things. We had an experience here, bless the soul of Yogi Cho. Our cells was crawling at 2,500 cells in those days. Then I got the pastor here 400 copies of Building a Successful Home Cell. Our cell moved from 2.5 to 7.5. Amen. I moved from there to 15,000. We say, okay, now we need more insight. So we gather more materials and gain more insight.
And we moved
20,000. In thy light. You know, anybody who settles, I don't want to reference nobody. You just end up with common result. My authority over all devils came from the ministry of spiritual gospel. Life. My Matthew 6:33 treasure came from also James May. Life. Life. I can never be sick came from Aggie. Life. 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 This church growth mystery came through Yonggi Cho. Life. Never met him. Study. If you don't want to be stagnated, study. If you want to move forward, find those who have seen it. Now, see through what they saw and move forward in life. There is no appetite in knowledge. If you know the little I know about prosperity, you won't suffer in your life. But the book is in your household. Right there. It's in your iPad. It's everywhere. But you have never read it once. And when you read it, okay, when I'm more comfortable, I will do it. You can't be comfortable until you do it. You can't be. Nobody's smartness can beat God's wisdom. Study. Study. Number four, access to light is meditation. Meditate upon these things, 1 Timothy 4:15, and give thyself wholly to them, that thy profit may appear to all. Meditation is a process of spiritual digestion. You got the food, yes, it needs to be digested to add value to your system. So you squeeze the juice out of the fruit so you can assess the vitamins that the fruit carries. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself fully to them that thy profiting may appear to all. Isaac went to the field to meditate there. Genesis 26. Genesis 26 and verse 64. He went, 24 verse 63, please. He went to the field to meditate there. And as he lifted up his eyes, behold, the camels were coming. He went to meditate. So it's an art that must be recovered. Through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddled with all wisdom. Now there must be a way out, Jesus, so you move out. You walk around in your room, there must be a way out. You have a compound, you move around in your compound, Jesus, there must be a way out. Nerush kana malato salia le krata tasud. There must be a way out. And suddenly you find rays of light. And then from rays to beams of light, showing you the way out. Meditation is a missing art today in the body of Christ. We need to recover it. New York Times asked me one time, they said, what do you do with your time? I said, I read and I think. I love to think through what I read. I love to think through what I find so I can get the best out of it. Meditation is thinking through scriptures in a quest for solutions to your issues. Thinking through scriptures in a quest to find the solutions. Thinking through scriptures. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no one here will ever be stranded again. You will never be stranded again. Now, this is one big demand in your quest and my quest for light. And it is called prayer and fasting. One of the keys to assessing the light of the world is prayer and fasting. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to let your prayers go free, to undo the heavy burden, and to let your prayers go free, and that ye break every yoke. And what happened? Verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Prayer and fasting usually culminate in outbreak of light. What do I call it? Outbreak of light. You know the reason why? The God of this world is behind the blinding of the eyes of people, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He's resisting our access to light. And some of them will never give up without the combined forces of faith, prayer, and fasting. Prayer and fasting. Faith, prayer, and fasting. Matthew 17, verse 19 to 21. Faith, prayer, and fasting. Sir, access to light is our greatest asset in the kingdom. Access to light puts you supernaturally in command. So why don't you fast to know the way out? Instead of fasting, give me. Fast to know the way out. 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 Why is this church not growing? Come on now, let's go 3-4 days, three days fasting. He will tell us what needs to be done. Within 3 days, on the third day, light broke out. Lord, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. In our own time, having somebody in America, one minister in America, one minister in Europe, it was the order of the day. No, that's not what he told me. Show me the secret of indigenous prosperity. Amen. Show me the secret. There is not one dime of any nation here, sir. No. By light. By light. By light. It came only after 3 days. Why are you going to be struggling all your life? Show me Jesus. Carry those my local books. It will give you access to local blessings. I took Kenneth Copeland's book. Took Gloria Copeland's book, that in case the husband forget one thing, the wife will remember. And my Bible. And was in a fast for 3 days. Show me the secret. The reproach of carrying photographs around America. We are building church. It's unnecessary. No. And light broke out. The light is still shining today. This is one of the most blessed church institutions on the earth today. Stress-free, no issues, no pressure on people, no hired offering raisers. No. Natural. You come to church and you know you are coming for the world. You are coming for the manifestations of the power of God. Not coming to be pressurized. By light. Can I tell you something? That your business will never be a concern anymore. I said to God, show me the secret behind the ministry of Ezekiel. I went on a 3-day fast on a mountain. The mountain was so steepy, we had to be crawling to come down. And you have been fasting. As I rounded up, behold, I have touched your tongue with the coal of fire, and from henceforth, as you say, you see it. Valid. 3 days. 3 days. Nobody will watch his life drag on anymore. For no temptation has ever come your way, but such as is common to man. God will not allow you to be, God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. And in the same temptation, provide the way of escape that may be able to deal with it.
Say with me, there is always a well.
I don't care where you may be now. Say with me, there is always a way out. There is always a way out with God. There is no close case with God. All I need is to access the light that will bear me out forever. There is always a way out with God. There is always a way out with God. But fasting and prayer is one great avenue for accessing the turnaround light that you may desire. He said, open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Light is sweet. It's a beautiful thing for the eyes to behold the sun. Let me come this way before we begin to round up. The blessing of connecting to apostolic and prophetic ministries as far as light is concerned is this. Ephesians 4, 10 to 13. And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all in all. Yes. Verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Now, for what? For the perfecting of the faith of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And for what purpose? Till we all come to the same realm of faith that they operate in, and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So they are there for our upgrade. Anointed teachers are there for our upgrade. Teaching priests are there for our upgrade. And the ultimate is to bring us to the same realm, the same unity of faith, the same realm of faith that they operate in, the same realm of faith, the same realm of faith. Now watch. If everybody under the sound of my voice today gallops into the realm that I'm privileged to operate in by grace tonight, the world will be threatened. A revolution will take place. And you are getting there. I say, you are getting there. You are getting there. You are getting there. Let me tell you this. This ministry has never given any dime to any mortal man living or dead called Brian since inception. The days of Daniel are back here. Where no corruption, the system can corrupt you. The days are here. The days are here. Where you will say like Abraham, I won't take a threat from you unless you say you make Abraham rich. The time is here. The time is here. Let the Daniels of God begin to rise. You can't join them to beat them. You separate yourself from them to finish them. We live in a highly corrupt world. It is highly determined sins. Yep. To make their stand in God. No. So they keep away from them. You think they can send anybody to me and say, can we collect something from him? Do you think so? When I look at you, your brain says we start jamming. Because it is not possible, and I will pursue my authority to deal with you. That time is here. My God will distinguish you after the order of Daniel. No threat of the wicked will make you change your stand in God. Thank you, Father. Well, it's very clear that dominion is your heritage in redemption. We are seated in heavenly places far above all principalities and powers and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And, verse 22, has put all things under the feet of Jesus and gave him to be the head over all things for the church as her heritage. Over all things. So, man, listen. God, by redemption, has put you over all things through Christ. Has put you what? Over all things through Christ. A ritual killer caught up with some fellow here, and then they were taking him away, and then his phone rang, and there was one blowing in tongues on the phone. And he said, "Who is that?" I said, "Oh, my father." "Who is it? Bishop, you didn't go." "They're back. Please tell him we didn't touch you. Tell him we didn't touch you. This is the money for transportation. Sorry for disturbing you, for delaying you. Sorry." They begged him and paid him. "Who is your father?" "Bishop David Oyedepo." "Who is he?" "My father." "Your father?" "Oluwa, Bamio." Yeah. That's what they call dominion. What do they call that? What they call that? Amen. Now, in Okota here in Lagos, some armed robbers invaded an apartment, went upstairs, collected all their stuff, and went down. The man was playing a video. I was teaching on that video. The armed robber removed his mask. He called his voice, "Bring back all those things. Excuse me, can I have this video?" Amen. The armed robber was arrested on the spot. I mean, someone who came to kill to collect things. Collect the tape. He said they should put all the luggage back. Following day, he came back. "I was the armed robber that came yesterday. Can I have more of the tapes?" Amen. He's here with you today. He's here in church with us today. Converted by the power of God. That's what they call dominion. Now, from now, even the sight of your picture will bring fear to your enemy. Some fellows were coming from the east, they go to Shagabu, and those heavy armed robbers were on the way. The young man said to the driver, "Turn on that tape, let it play louder." So the armed robber came. "Everybody, come down." And then he listened to the tape. "Carry your trouble, go." "Carry your trouble, go." That's dominion. Now listen to me. From now, everybody under this apostolic canopy, anyone who dares you, dares them. That's what I'm talking to you about, the spiritual dimension of dominion. It's not about arrangement of something. The God that Bishop Oyedepo serves is here. Rise up. That's Jesus. That's what I serve. So the dead respond to the one I serve in truth. Even my enemies know I'm not faking this thing. Their harmonies told them, "Leave that man. If he descends on you, you are gone." Amen. Now, two, I tell you. Amen. Glory to God. The good news tonight is that you are climbing to that same realm. You are climbing to that same realm. Thank you, Father. Now, tonight, whatever you don't want to see anymore in your life, because he has put all things under his feet for you as an heritage. All things. Animate, inanimate, demonic, satanic, angelic, anything that you don't want to see in your life anymore. Amen. It's yours as an heritage. You have the authority of Jesus. He said he will bring Satan under your feet shortly. So Satan is at your mercy. You are not at his mercy. Whatever belongs to you that Satan has been contending with, I decree your dominion over them. Everybody here whose career has been held down by the wickedness of the wicked, your career is finally released. Everyone whose marital destiny has been besieged, tonight is decreed your night of rescue. Somebody testified today that they don't get married in their family. 37 years, Jesus destroyed the yoke. At last year, Shiloh, she came to be the first graduate in that family. Every siege of the wicked that holding down any aspect of anyone's life, in the name of Jesus, your dominion over them is established now. Say with me, I have been bought with a price. The price of the blood of Jesus. It cost Jesus his life to rescue my body and my spirit from shame. Because his price can never be in vain. Tonight, my body, every part of me is rescued from the molestation of the wicked. Every planting of evil in my system is rooted out tonight by the authority of the price that was paid over my body. From tonight, my spirit will continue to have dominion. No attack of the devil on my spiritual life shall ever go through again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now you are here to take dominion. What are you here to do? Stand for a moment. Stand for a moment. Now whatever that thing is, I take dominion over you now. Go ahead. Prayerlessness, access to no revelation, I take dominion over you.
Everybody.
Take it, take it, take it, take it. Take it, everybody. Take it, take it, take it. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Please get seated for a moment. God is giving us peace tonight. But whatever your expectations were or are for tonight's encounter night, they shall return with you as testimony. At this point, let me say this in clearest terms. We live in a world of darkness, so dominion begins by becoming a child of light. We are in a battle against the powers of darkness, so your victory begins by becoming a child of light. God is light, and light begets light. So every child of God is a child of light. So dominion is impossible. It's only realizable without becoming a child of light. We live in a world that is covered by darkness and gross darkness covering the people. You need to be a bona fide child of light. Not my forefather was a Christian, I was a Christian. You need to become a bona fide child of light. All over the world at this time, please understand this. The amazing teachings in this Shiloh 2018 will only be meaningful after you are born again. Jesus said, the prince of this world came to me and has no part in me. As long as you are not born again, you are in darkness. So he has right over you. Darkness cannot overcome darkness. My case is interesting. I was born inside the church. So I thought I was born again from heaven. When those fellows were preaching to me, I said, no, no, no. Where were you born? Maternity. I was born inside the church, my friend. Amen. But next year, February 19, we'll make it 50 years I met Jesus. Amen. If you don't know how Jesus rejuvenates people, just look at me. Physically, sir, I'm stronger today than I was 37 years ago when he called me. There were no things I could do that time that I could not do now, but I could do them better and longer. You are here tonight across all the viewing centers around the world. I'm sure while you are here, you saw a number of places in Lagos that was coming up on the screen. Wherever you are tonight, you know you are not a child of light here. You don't have an heritage of dominion. I'd like to pray with you. And you don't pay nothing. He paid all for every one of us. I didn't pay nothing before he saved my soul. He paid it all. It's never late to be right. The struggling of many people today is in the uncertainty of their new birth experience. You can make it up with Jesus tonight. Salvation is not an ideology, it's an experience. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, all things have become new. So quickly, you want to turn your life over to Jesus, please stand. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Everybody here that wants to turn his or her life to Jesus, please stand. I'd like to pray with you tonight. Across the nations of the world, in all the building centers, you want to turn your life over to Christ tonight, please stand. Some are before their personal computers, on their way to work or somewhere. You want to turn your life to Christ tonight, just join us in this prayer. And it will touch your soul and give you a brand new beginning. At the same time, there are people here who perhaps were born again sometimes back, but things have gone haywire. They are now, there's a disconnect between them and God. You want to reconnect back to God tonight. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus tonight. Please also stand up at the same time. Wherever you are, stand up at the same time. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus tonight, please stand. And I'll be praying with you. Now, everybody standing for either of those two calls, you are outside and there's nobody next to you, take your bag and come along. You are inside and you know the person around with you and you know how to get back to where you are standing from, then you can leave your bag. Otherwise, come down with your bag. Everybody, come quickly. You are standing. Now, that applies to all the locations around the world where we are on in this service tonight. Please move towards the altar. The pastors are waiting there to receive you. Please move. Please move. Church, give the Lord a big hand for this great harvest tonight. Keep coming from everywhere. You want to turn your life over to Christ tonight. You want to rededicate your life to Christ tonight. Please come. Please come. Please come. Ushers in front, step back, please. Step back. Step back. Please come. With the choir, please stand and sing. Sing and celebrate. There is joy in heaven. One soul that repent. Let's celebrate God for this massive harvest tonight. Let's celebrate God for this massive harvest tonight. Give them room to come. Give them room to come. Give them room to come.